You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Hello and welcome to Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner. I'm Jack Inslee filling in for Aaron Fairbanks today. Ben, are you on the line with us?
I am indeed. Hey, Jack.
Good to hear from you, man.
You too.
It's been a while. How's it going over there?
Yeah, things are going well at the farm. It has been hot and mostly dry, although we've been getting a little bit of rain in the last couple days and hopefully a little bit more tonight, which we're definitely ready for. I just kind of wanted to give a little overall update on the farm today because we are, you know, second week of July. We're kind of in the peak of everything happening, and we're just right on the cusp of starting our summer fruiting season. The first thing that I wanted to talk about was some of the pests we've been getting. We've gotten two new pests, which I haven't yet mentioned on the show. One of them is squash bugs, and if you ever have them, they can really surprise you because they lay a lot of when they come, it's usually from a cluster of eggs, and they all hatch kind of at the same time, and they're really ugly. They kind of look like sort of like a hybrid of a spider and a beetle or something like that, and they kind of have long legs, and they're kind of clustered. There's a whole bunch of them all together. So we found our first little, it's very controlled, but we got a small outbreak of the squash bugs. So to deal with them, basically, we just kind of wiped off and pinched the ones that we found that were mature, but there were a fair amount of eggs. And the eggs are a lot easier to deal with. You just have to see them. And we just basically squish them. You put on gloves or just do it bare-handed if you don't mind it, and just kind of squish the eggs real lightly and do away with them so they don't hatch into into adults, which will start eating the plant.
Are the eggs easy to spot?
They're easy enough. Yeah, you do have to inspect the leaves a little bit because they're small. You know, they're probably the size of, like, maybe even a little bit smaller than, like, a salmon roe, like a small one. Mm. So, yeah, they're small, but large enough, and there's a little bit of color to them, so you can identify them if you see it.
Cool.
But not as easy to see is mites. And mites are unique in that they multiply quickly, and there can be, you know, hundreds of them on a single leaf. We just found some. We planted a sort of a smaller experiment of collards, and for some reason the mites seemed to be, like, the first place that they went was to these collards. So we actually just pulled them up because it was sort of a test quantity and just didn't really want to deal with it at this point, so we're going to plant something else there. Not a huge loss. But the way the mites come in is the leaf just starts to look kind of cloudy. Like, rather than that lush, perfect green, it just kind of has, like, this slightly yellow haze to it, like a little bit of a cloudiness to it. And it usually covers the whole leaf because they're kind of, you know, if they're there, they're eating the whole thing. And then if you look real closely, at first you see nothing, but then you look real close and you got to have good eyes, and then you see all these little yellow things, and then it doesn't even look like they're moving, but then you continue staring at it, and you realize, oh, my God, they're moving just a little bit. And they're what they do is they suck out the chlorophyll. But it takes, you know, hundreds or thousands of them to do any damage, but obviously they're almost microscopic, so then they do. So we got a few of them, and mites thrive in hot, dry weather. One of the sort of, like, home remedies, like, very organic, is literally just to run a sprinkler on them because they don't like moisture or coolness. So hopefully we'll get a little rain tonight, and that might help that a little bit. Basically, at this point, we just want to make sure we control them. We're not going to get rid of them, but we don't want to have them, like, multiplying rampantly across the farm.
Got it. Very cool. Well, hopefully the rain comes and deals with those mites for you.
And then we got a couple more minutes in other news. We just spread some chocolate husk. We picked that up this morning from the Mass Brothers. I swung down there, and they have, when they roast their beans, they have the shells that are basically a byproduct of it, or the husk. and they put it into big, heavy bags, and I swing by there every once in a while, pick it up. So thanks to those guys. And it's already spread out. We put that across the some of the char and some of the tomatoes. It's a nice mulch. It definitely encourages life and microbial activity, and it holds down some moisture and just adds another layer of nutrient to the bed once it starts breaking down. And then we're right about to start harvesting. We've got a lot of fruits on the tomato plants. They're very, very slowly ripening. And peppers started producing real nicely, actually. We started picking fajezarons this week. We have a whole lot of sweet peppers on the plant. We're going to let those mature a little bit more. And the eggplants are popping, too. We have fairy tales and this nice heirloom variety Italian called Listata di Gandia. So we're excited. Next couple of weeks, we're going to, our price lists are going to include those peppers and tomatoes, and we'll have them at the markets, and it'll feel full-fledged like summer.
That's exciting. I can tell you firsthand, those peppers are really good. I'm excited for those to come around again, so that's good news.
Coming firsthand. That's
yeah.
Why we like it.
Well, Ben, thanks, man. And you guys, as always, are killing it over there at Brooklyn Grange. Go to Brooklyn Grange Farm for more. BrooklynGrangeFarm.com for more information about all the happenings over there. And also going to give a little plug for Anastasia's Fridge, which is another awesome Brooklyn Grange program we do here at Heritage Radio Network. So find that on our homepage. And thanks for the update, Ben. Good to hear your voice, and look forward to hearing from you next week.
Yep, Anastasia's Fridge for recipes and sort of geek-out sessions on vegetables. And then also, real quickly, our farmers markets. A lot of people have been asking us about those. We have one on Wednesday at the Navy Yard location, every Saturday at our Long Island City location, and then every Sunday at McGolrick Park in Greenpoint. And check out that website that Jack just said, www.brooklyngrangefarm.com, for some more details if you want to look it up. Thanks.
Awesome. See you next week, Ben.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.